At the beginning of last year, I met with some users of the facility, the Mitkoff dance troupe, the drama department from the school, and the Mitkoff members. And we came up with a list of things, kind of a wish list of things that have happened that we've noticed about the theater since it was originally constructed back in the mid-1980s. And so there are some functions, some equipment in the facility that was original. And so we just started down our list, and it grew pretty quickly.
Can you tell us a bit about those specific improvements?
Sure. The rotators on the curtains were old, so we felt like those could certainly be replaced because they didn't work properly. We have an old fog machine, so we could make an improvement there. We've figured out that we could add a black scrim, which is a kind of a theater design element that you can act behind if you light people up, and then when you take the lights away, they disappear. Community members might recall that we did a major upgrade of lighting in the auditorium in 2020 or 2019 and 20, and the lighting board that controls those lights. We replaced that. We were able to replace some of the black light bulbs too that we can use to have more fluorescent lighting on the stage too. So there's some neat things that we found that were on this list, along with upgrades to our lighting board. And as you can imagine, theater equipment is fairly expensive.
Yeah, I mean, just to kind of straighten it out too for listeners as well, the Wright Auditorium is also home to the local Northern Nights Movie Theater, which has been dealing with financial hardship, but it's gotten grants and things lately. But this stuff is sort of its own separate story, you say. These upgrades don't sound cheap. So who paid for it?
Well, we started off with a grant that I wrote for money from the Petersburg Community Foundation last spring. So they started off with $3,800. And then because we had a list of things that were, almost $20,000 of equipment, we looked to other community organizations. Petromarine contributed, so did the Mitkoff Mummers and the Mitkoff Dance Troupe, other users. We had in-kind donations from Alaska Marine Lions and Hammer and Weekon. And then the Petersburg Mental Health Services and marinecountry.org that contributed a major amount to make this whole thing come together, to put us over the top for funding.
Are you talking about the same contribution that was recently given to the Northern Nights Movie Theater?
No, this is completely different.
Oh, okay, cool.
Rain Country has really stepped up to the plate for us, and also for the whole theater and also Northern Nights Theater too.
Yeah, so did you end up accumulating or gathering all of that $20,000 or so dollars that was needed for all these upgrades?
Yes, we did. Yeah, it's really exciting.
And Dave, I know you've run sort of the lights and tech for many performances over the years in the auditorium. Can you share with us a little bit of your perspective about why they're significant for the auditorium and why these upgrades matter to the community?
Oh, I think starting with Sid and Vara Wright, whom the facility is named after, they basically came up with the funds and designed a world-class facility that we have at our fingertips here in Petersburg to be able to use. And facilities like that need maintenance, and the school can't afford to do everything there. They're there for our kids. Not only, does the school use the facility. I mean, I come in there, periodically through the day, and I'm amazed at how many groups are actually using it from the school. But seeing the Mitkoff Mummers come in there and seeing the Mitkoff Dance Troupe using the facility, having the Petersburg Arts Council come in and have performances there. And it's a facility that everyone in the community can be proud of and enjoy.
Awesome, yeah. And it sounds like everybody's kind of pitching in to help maintain the auditorium because it's such an important community space.
Yeah. And so to have this available and then to have the community support it, it's heartwarming.